One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Yes, Tuesday. I'll be honest with you, folks. You are listening to this being recorded twice. We've had a complete fuck up. We've just been talking to each other for an hour, and then we've gone to look at it, and it has not been recording. Asshole, bum.
But we can. I think we can say now. With some kind of confidence
that solved.
We had these a couple of things, but we did find something now that it should not ever occur again. Is that something that we can say with confidence?
Yeah, but that's right. A serial killer saying in prison, just release me and I won't kill again. I promise. I dressed as a clown and I just... What do you think? Have you seen this clown business? People scaring people?
I've just read it, but I've not seen anything about it.
It's in Sweden now as well.
Why is that so fun?
I don't know. I think it's just a way of freaking people out.
In Sweden, I can understand. I can't understand they're doing that in countries where they have weapons, though.
Yeah.
Why did we didn't talk about this last hour, and I was talking about new stuff.
Yeah, but we can talk about... Well, we don't have to go word for word.
That would be
numpty.
Really awkward. You didn't say that the last time. Numpty.
Right, so let's have a look. It's Tuesday morning. We're going to look at Man United Liverpool last night. Monday night football. Are you a fan?
Yeah, I like it.
So do I. No, I watched the American commentary. The great game from the Anfield Stadium, Shaq. You know, the atmosphere wasn't so electric and so daunting.
No, but,
you know.
But you said that it's different when you see some kinds from a different angle of commentary that they felt the United were on top of that game completely.
Well, no, for me, I thought United were great in the first half.
Yeah.
And then I thought Liverpool came back and probably, if anybody deserved to win it, definitely Liverpool.
Yeah.
I thought De Gea pulled off. One amazing save, one world class save.
Yeah, he was brilliant, but I think it was funny.
I mean, to get that tip around
the right hand instead of the left hand was brilliant. That was a great save. But Coutinho's such a good on just that. You know he's gonna do that, but he just goes so quickly.
Almost like he's taking the ball to someone in the crowd. He's like, hey, look at the ball.
Exactly.
He shoots, you know.
I think that's the problem. I think people actually watch him when they follow me, and it goes so quickly. It's a bit like Defoe is just in around the
Please box. Please don't compare Defoe.
Listen, this is so much better than Coutinho because Defoe does that only one. He's just good at shooting quickly. That's his big. His movement of the feet is so quick.
Yeah.
But Coutinho can do that from distance, close on, dribbling at the same time. He's very.
Do you know
good.
What though? I thought Coots had a poor game.
It wasn't great, but he did some. Great stuff though in the game.
Yes,
like that
match,
shot.
Yeah, match winning stuff. Yeah,
and the through ball he sent through was great as well. But then United had 35% possession, which is the lowest possession they've had since Opta started checking facts, and that's from 2001 actually. So at least 2001, that's the shortest. That's the lowest possession they've had.
But it's weird, like a side like Liverpool, when someone like United comes along and comes up with this kind of game plan, this formation to break them down, they couldn't break them down. Do you know what I mean? Like, they sort of came along with this plan and Klopp couldn't really work out how to, you know. And I think that's what happens with this pressing game if someone comes with that formation. You know, Pogba definitely played as like a number 10 for the first half anyway.
I think the they petered out the second half, United. I think they were a bit tired.
Yeah.
And as we said before, we were talking that he got the game where he wanted. He wanted a draw.
Mourinho, I think he settled for a draw.
Yeah, he settled for a draw and hope. I think your game plan was not to lose and maybe
not
nick a goal. But he always does that in big games, doesn't he? Away from home, either if it was Chelsea was before it, he always used to do that. He goes to the big clubs away from home, get a draw.
Yeah.
That's what he settled for every time, and that's usually what won in the league as well those years in Chelsea. So, Curtis, good for him, but it wasn't a great game to watch.
No. And what about this? We had a big argument with James. Where I actually told him, like, just fuck off. And he went to Germany. He's in Germany now. Took it quite seriously. but I... he was saying... On the TV, it said, the Premier League's biggest match. And I disagreed with that. James thinks that it's still the biggest game.
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
As I said, I thought it was a joke first when you were talking on text. That you were saying that... No, I don't think so. He said, of course it is. And he said in that way, I thought, he's just trying to, it's one of the biggest. But then he really meant that it's by far the biggest game.
Mm-mm.
And I thought that was ridiculous. Because for 20 years ago, for sure. But Premier League has been on for over 20 years. And Liverpool has never won that. They finished second once. They're not even close to being the biggest team. Their fans think they're biggest. And I do agree with what the commentator said at Match of the Day. It said, the biggest game for these two sets of fans.
Yeah,
them it's the biggest game, but we argued that even Arsenal United is bigger. Chelsea,
well, the
United
whole
bigger.
Van Nistelrooy, Keown,
Wenger, Ferguson,
Keane, Vieira, yeah. That was huge.
And the fact that they were the only two teams that won the league.
Yeah.
For 8 odd years against until Chelsea came along.
Yeah.
So I mean,
and then Man City are now in that as well.
And now as well as that, yeah. I wouldn't say Liverpool and Tottenham are there.
No.
I mean. I think the last round when Tottenham played against City, well, that was big because they were first and second and similar style of play. That was a big game for that reason. But nobody was saying this is the game of the season, despite it was number one and number two early on. So no, I don't agree that Liverpool and United are the biggest game. And we talk about fan base around the world. I don't agree that Liverpool is so much bigger than Arsenal, Chelsea now, even especially in the Asian African continent. So I think they're a bit deluded there as well.
They are deluded. James is fucking deluded. Let's look at the quick results for the weekend. Tottenham won a piece at West Brom. Chadley scored.
Not celebrating.
Yeah.
Ali scored and late. Foster had a great game.
Yeah.
Another great keeper. Yeah, another keeper had a great game.
It was
game.
A great keeping weekend.
Yeah, it was. It absolutely was. And for Everton's Declanberg.
Yeah,
I actually didn't mention that last time I recorded.
Yeah. But you don't have to say that. They haven't listened to the lost tape.
I'm just telling them that the lost tape, you would have lost information.
Yeah.
Or opinion. Stekelenburg, two great saves. Fantastic game for him. Kept City at bay. 1-1.
Two penalty misses.
Two different players. Aguero looked like, I told you I'm not going to take this penalty. he was like, wow, fuck. Because he missed for Argentina as well.
Yeah.
A lot of penalty misses this season.
Yeah, Benteke didn't just miss one.
Wow.
He made a disgrace of penalty taking.
Yeah, and that costed Crystal Palace, the game because they lost 1-0 against West Ham.
And he did the... He did the Zaza.
Yeah, a little Zaza. It was just a second away from a Zaza.
Zaza and then far cup.
Yeah.
Stoke City got the win at home to Sunderland. Good win for Stoke. First win of the season. The two bottom teams there. Sunderland look like they're holding onto the rope and it's now getting cut. I think Moyes might be on his way.
And Moyes will be a championship manager next season in any way.
I can't see him getting offered another job after this. He's really had a fall from being one of those kind of managers. I know Koeman's at Everton, but I would look at Moyes Koeman's got more money. Koeman's tactically better, but he was at Everton, he was doing a great job, and then United came.
Yeah, wow.
And then it's all gone to shit.
Really gone to shit. I mean, it's like, it's just so sad when that happens. I understand he couldn't say no to Manchester United job. I kind of get it.
Yeah.
He couldn't say no to it. And I understand he couldn't say no to it. But I think he expected that. Hull Phelan got full-time job.
Yeah.
He celebrated by being absolutely horsed. 6-1 Bournemouth was having a fucking riot.
If you're having a bad day, it can only get worse if you're losing 6-1 at Bournemouth.
But Hull has gone down, right?
I think so. I think Hull, Sunderland, for me, I think Middlesbrough as well.
Yeah, we talked about Hull. Middlesbrough lost 1-0, so not a great result for
Chelsea
them.
Chelsea beating Leicester 3-0. Conte seems to have got their team playing. But again, talk about him being sacked last week. He said this was ridiculous.
Yeah, he's not going to get sacked this early. But you never know with Abramovich. You know, if he would have lost the two last games and this game, then maybe he was going to be sacked. Switch back to 3-4-3, working well for him.
Middlesbrough lost to Watford, cracking goal, but they got booed off. I don't know what they're kind of expecting, but this is their season. I think it's going to be...
I think the fans are expecting is Watford, we need to pick point against these team at home, otherwise we can just pack it up and leave. And you know,
how would you pack it up and leave?
You take the bags, and they just go from Middlesbrough, just leave. most of the players are not from Middlesbrough, so just go without...
Well, racist.
What do you mean? How is that racist?
Well, some of them are not originally from there, but they're from there.
Not originally, not from there. So yeah, you're
Swedish.
Did it move somewhere?
But you're not originally from Sweden.
No, if I was playing for Eskilstuna, and I moved back to Stockholm. I'm not from Eskilstuna, I'm from Stockholm. So they moved to somewhere.
You're from Karachi. You're the Karachi kid.
First of all, I'm not actually from Karachi. I've been to that Karachi 2 times my entire life.
What were you there for?
What do you think? Terrorist deals, some uranium being moved out. But the thing is, I couldn't take the uranium because apparently it wasn't sealed. So we used monkeys and a couple of camels, and it went fucking bad. They went just wrong places. There was uranium all over the place.
So you're still using monkey and camels. That's fantastic.
Well, of course. You can't have drones anymore because, you know, the digitalized and stuff like that.
Let's have a look at Southampton. Again, we applaud Southampton. Brilliant victory and looked very comfortable.
It's just a brilliant club, isn't it? I mean, well-run club in every way. Whatever they had to make a new decision, they seemed to make the right decision in the past 4 years. Atkins got sacked. You're like, why are they sacking me? Crazy, he's doing a great job.
They went on the Atkins diet. Lost him, and then they went 6-1, and now they're 3-1. Very good.
A little funny.
We'll now go to a feature that we haven't used for a while. It's called Adil Faki flies around Europe and tells us about European leagues. Hello, welcome to Spain.
Hola, we are in España.
Yep, what's wrong with your tongue, man?
Barcelona 1-4-0. Great game. Atletico Madrid 7-1. I had rumors that Carrasco scored 4 goals for Al Pitcher. We had to check it up. It was still 3 goals.
Who else got someone else got 2 goals there?
Gaetan got 2 goals, who's from Benfica this year.
You rate him.
Yeah, United were after him as well. He's been, a lot of top clubs have been after him. But it feels sometimes that there are some players that, you know, people are after. Even this is Ousmane Dembele, who a lot of people are after. Even the Dembele went to Celtic. But some of these players always seem to end up at the right place. And I think Porto, Atletico Madrid, and like Dortmund are really good at that. The players that people know are good.
Yeah.
But they still end up there. Yeah. Which is pretty funny. Like, and then, like now, Dembele is doing well in Dortmund after 6 months. He's linked to Real Madrid. I mean, 6 months later. Why didn't they just pack him up earlier?
Everybody
knew he was good.
Yeah.
He was highly rated from every point of view. And Carrasco, same thing, ended up there. Atletico was also very rated. And now he's got his first hat-trick. It's good for him. But Barcelona won 4-0. And then Real Madrid also won 6-1. So it was a horsing from the top three.
And that's how they're settled now. Although Sevilla is in third and Barcelona sitting in fourth, you'd still think that's going to swap around.
Yeah, just 1 point from
Sevilla. Nasri playing very well for Sevilla at the moment. He's getting a lot of plaudits. Right, now, Italy. The story that I read was Icardi. He's written a book. He's only 23. He's written a book. 23. He's written his own book. This is not a Harry Potter book. This is an autobiography. You can write.
And he got into trouble for it as well. I mean, after a game last season with Inter, he's the captain of Inter. He apparently had some kind of heated argument with some of the Ultras fans of Inter, also called the Curva, which is whore in Polish, which is kind of funny.
How do you know that?
because, you know, I worked in Poland for a while.
That's right.
As a kurwa.
Uranium kurwa.
I'm not Iranian, but it sounds better.
Yeah.
So I actually
uranium.
Uranium. Yeah. Yeah.
So you always think I'm being racist.
No, that's pretty... So it's for your Iranian guy has a heated ass. He's got a uranium ass. That's a pretty decent joke. All right.
Yeah.
So, but he has a spat with a fan. You know, happens. Apparently, he decides in his autobiography to have that in it. And not only did he have it in it, he also kind of said that that he was right and he was like a hero for the fans. And they read it and fucking lost it. Especially because they're doing so bad. 11th in the league, two games in a row losses. De Boer is under pressure. Icardi is the captain. And they've, you know, you see that. If you do really well, you read that. It's like, yeah, he scored 15 goals, lost four games. He's a fucking hero. But now, so he's in trouble now, and they had banners that strip him of the captaincy.
Yeah, you're not fit to be our captain. Take the armband off, you piece of shit.
And Zanetti, the vice president of the club, is actually, we're going to discuss that now. So.
And then Icardi, who had the ghostwriter, says that Inter didn't read the book. I love having a ghostwriter. I just sort of feel that you sit in the dark, and you're like, and then in the beginning,
maybe that's how the religious text came out. Like Moses gets some shit from, you know, God. It's just a ghost. It's not that the dude. It's Stephen.
Just the guy.
It's Stephen. Stephen the writer goes to Moses. Like, you know what? He's like, I'll say God did. It's like, I can be a ghost writer. It's like, ghost? You mean as God? It's like, sure, whatever. Yeah, dude. And then he just did that. Same thing with Muhammad, you know.
You say ghost. Oh, okay, cool.
It's just a ghost.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
And the French league, it's interesting now because Nice is still on top.
Yeah.
4 points clear of Paris Saint-Germain and Monaco, which, you know, brings that league to a little more suspense now. Emery has not got to go.
Do you think PSG, they're second, they're what? A couple of points, 4 points behind, but you know, they were flying, weren't they? They'd sort of win 9 in a row, and you know, last season.
It would
do you think it's the Zlatan factor? Because we talked about Zlatan with United. I felt he kind of tired, and it's weird when they go from that kind of option of just playing one big fella up front. The ball was coming back a lot. He wasn't holding the ball up.
But I never got that. When you're in that situation of the game, that nothing is going, you're just defending.
Mm.
There was no point of having him up there because every ball that went up there, he didn't get it, understandably. And they still had Fellini in midfield. The first option De Gea was looking for was actually hoofing the ball to Fellini, not to Zlatan. They couldn't counter because they were playing deep, so deep. So, isn't it better to have somebody putting pressure on the ball holder instead?
Yeah.
So, it's interesting. He had a semi-bad game, I would say. But, you know, now it's 4 games without scoring. He's going to get his critics on him pretty soon.
Yeah, because he's that kind of player. He just walks around a bit and, you know.
Well, of course, if he, the first couple of games, if he doesn't score one game, I'll score the other game, that's fine. But if he goes 3-4 games without scoring, the way he puts it up, because in this interview he's like, yeah, but you know, I'm going to score, so who gives a shit if I didn't run that much.
Yeah, yeah.
But if he doesn't, he's going to get stick.
German League, Bayern München seem to be going well.
As usual. But they're only 2 points ahead, but is anybody believe they won't win the league?
Ancelotti seems to... They've kind of dropped a few points, you know.
That's early.
They had a draw on the weekend, but Cologne and Red Bull Leipzig flying without wings in third place. My team, Offenheim. Dortmund, who've got Champions League Wednesday, I think, are doing well. But Werder Bremen, they had a great win at Bayer Leverkusen.
Yeah.
And a guy called Omani Manan, a 19-year-old, came from the Gambia when he was 17, and he scored the winner.
Did say he started playing football 2 years ago.
2 years ago, yeah. Yes. Left his family in the Gambia. So I thought this story was heartwarming. It brought a tear to my eyes as I read it. And I hadn't seen the interview. And then I put it on the computer and I show Adil Fakir the interview. And your reaction was...
he's not 19. I'm sorry. I told you, I was like, I don't want to make a stuff because it sounds like every time some African player comes, you go, no, he's not 18. But, you know, I got that feeling as I got when I watched Freddie Adu in an interview. I never think that way because usually a player looks quite young.
Yeah.
You know, but when he came out 19, it's like, that's a man. I mean... That's a man. I got to be turned on. I was like, that's a real man. That's a 25-year-old. It's like, yeah, it's great. You know, it's just amazing. Gee, I can't believe that, you know, 2 years ago I'd just been there. 2 years ago? 2 years ago you were 24. What the fuck? So maybe he's 19. He's really developed too. I wanted to like to see the picture when he came 2 years ago. If he looks like a little boy, then fine. But wow. Yeah, I just got that feeling of Freddie Adu, you know, he's not.
He can dream all he wants. Right, let's have a look at Champions League then. It starts tonight.
Starts? It's like the first...
No, we've got games tonight, Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday, Spurs go to Bayer Leverkusen.
Son returns. Return of the Sun.
Yeah.
Said he won't celebrate like Chadley didn't do that either. So we'll see. It's a good game by Leverkusen. They've been doing all right, but lost now to this...
The veterans goal.
The 45-year-old.
Real Madrid versus Warsaw. We saw quite a funny thing with Warsaw where he... some guy in a bookmaker in England had written 25-1 odds, but he had fucked it up. Should have been 1-25. So obviously the people of Exeter will be creaming money off that dude. Lyon, Juve. Juve have to go there and get something, I think, really. Yeah.
It's a good game, though.
Yep. And then Leicester City, who have done well, and Copenhagen, who have done also, really great.
Yeah, I'm surprised of the group stage so far from all the leagues because that was probably a team that nobody expected to even win, nonetheless being in pole position to qualify now. So that'll be interesting, but I think Porto will still have things to say in that group.
And then Wednesday is the...
The big game is on Wednesday?
Yes.
It's Barcelona against Manchester City that, hands down, is for sure the biggest game of the round.
Yeah.
I think Barcelona will win that, but maybe a draw could be on the cards. I think both will settle for a draw because I think both team knows that as long as they don't lose against other teams in the group, they'll both qualify. But they want to win the group, of course.
Yeah, I think Man City, with Pep going back, you know, I think he'll go there with a plan. He will. It'll be interesting because he was talking about if a penalty arises, will Aguero take it?
You know? Yeah. I mean, he looked, as we said, he looked like, well, I told you I'm going to miss this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see. But they shouldn't have trouble with having goal scorers on penalty spot. Honestly, it's very...
Football, isn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, they shouldn't be like, who's going to take it? Somebody could step out. Maybe even Kolarov should go up and take it.
And then Arsenal play Ludogorets Razgrad, which is a disease you can get if you don't wash your penis.
Oh, wow.
PSG versus Basel.
Salty.
And then Napoli, Besiktas.
Besiktas.
That's what I said.
It's not a mosquito, mate.
So there, good.
We actually managed to, you know...
Cut the fat from it, basically.
Yeah.
where there was a lot of shit. There was something.
No, James isn't here.
The
talked a lot about formations.
Yes, actually, yeah.
Oh, you want to have that again?
Let's do it. Yes, man's. Where Tottenham have kind of changed their formation
a little bit. We think we mentioned it a little bit before. They're playing more like a 4-1-4-1, but that's when Wanyama is playing and Odai is playing midfield. He just goes down, and I think it's interesting to see this team. Like you see City, they attack with the fullbacks, put him in the middle of the pitch. Central midfield goes back to a back three. So they play very offensively, these teams. Very, very attack-minded. Same as Liverpool. But Liverpool doesn't exactly do as they do. They do push their fullbacks quite a lot, but they don't really push the midfielders so much into the box as maybe Spurs does or City does. Just, we try to swarm the penalty area now because we've noticed that we don't score that many goals on clinical. Mm. So and Ali is more in the box than any other except for the striker. And he's playing midfield with Wanyama. So when you watch the game, it's a bit different. And it's fun to see. And Conte's playing 3-4-3 now.
Yeah.
He's gone back to his favorite formation. So you see a lot of distinctive managers. And I think that's great. And then you have the old schoolers. Pulis is still there. Moyes.
Wenger not saying anything.
Wenger, you know, he's got his football. Yeah. He's different from Pep and Poch and Klopp, who do share a little bit of philosophy.
They eat from the same fruit bowl.
Yeah. I think Guardiola said something like that, right? That they they had the same background in schooling, but not exactly.
Yeah.
Pep plays a bit more passing game and Poch plays.
And you've been on the Tottenham forums, I'm guessing. That's what you do late at night, aren't you? You're one of those internet warriors.
Yeah, you said that. I'm just trolling. I'm not trolling. I only comment on the Spurs pages. I can comment something. If somebody's being homophobic, I'm like, hey, relax, dude. What the hell's going on?
Relax, dude. Let's meet up.
Yeah, and you can... and I can show you how it's to be a manly, straight homosexual experience.
Well,
it's not homosexual if you're straight. I mean, if I have sex with a guy, it's not gay because I'm straight.
You've dabbled.
Not a dabble, just, you know, it's like having a coffee with somebody, not on a date. We're not dating.
Okay. And what's their feeling? Are you popular on those sites? Do you make like different names up and characters?
No, not at all. We talked about that before. That it would be similar to me if I did that. But why would I go to other? I just like to see it, you know, just come by itself. Just talking.
There we go. We'll put that on your graveyard. Actually, just come by itself.
Come by yourself. Then we can talk.
What? So you just start fights? But someone had a go at you about Dele Alli 4-1-4-1.
Yeah, he was like saying, "No, mate, this is not the way we play. You know, watch some football." And then I had to respond to that, and then I actually gave him like a way too long tactical explanation of how they're playing and why percentage. Why I had a heat map. I was watching a heat map from the game to see how the fuck are you saying he's playing deeper when he's actually higher than Eriksen in the entire game and blah blah blah. So that was a bit annoying.
Have you heard that from him?
No, I think he's just said, "All right, mate." You know, just something like that. 3 hours later, somebody a few likes and that rest didn't. But you know, it's just too long when he's just having a short argument. But I got a bit upset because I do feel it annoying you talking on the page only about how we should set up and stuff like that. And if you haven't noticed that it's been a, you know, you don't have to change formation, but even the slightest change of the way the players are, it's a big difference on the game. So I think it's a different formation. And I just think it's weird that they don't notice it. I mean, I just, what are you watching? Sometimes I do this, when I see games and people say, "Oh, he was good and he played well there." I was like, "But he didn't play midfield." It was like, "Yeah, he's a midfielder." Yeah, he's traditionally a midfielder.
Yeah, but it's like watching a game and you know, the ball, the player's obviously offside. And it's not off! And you're like, well, it clearly is.
No, but that's different. I'm saying that if you watch 90 minutes from a game and we talk about the game afterwards, and you're saying stuff that is like, he shouldn't have played with wingbacks. It's like, but they didn't play wingbacks.
Okay.
And how have you seen the game? I mean, I think that's quite interesting. I mean, for me, it's always interesting to see. That's why live is so much better. You can see the movement properly.
Yeah.
You can't really see the movement.
That's why I think when you watch someone like Zlatan, you understand his quality.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's what we said before. Certain players you see live and you see, oh, wow, it's a difference. And I remember when we saw Belgium, And, you know, Hazard has always been the one caught your eye, and De Bruyne is great. But when you saw that game, even the game that they say Hazard was man of the match, I just felt that I didn't get that from Hazard. I got that from Ronaldo, Messi, but I got them from De Bruyne that game. Yeah. Both of us were watching that game. I remember we both were saying that he just looked a class better.
He just
looked, you know, something different. Just a movement, a calmness. See, out when he doesn't have the ball and nobody's pressing where he's moving. Ah, great. But I like to see other fans of other teams just losing it. That's fucking hilarious. You just start off well. It's like, yeah, I think he had a good game.
Do you go on other clubs' forums?
No, but on SoccerNet and stuff, it's on an article. And SoccerNet is pretty good on that reason, but you don't have to be logged into anything.
You can
just write it from your Facebook. Facebook is always logged into commentary field. So they have a lot of comments on SoccerNet compared to other sites, because other sites need to log into the page and stuff.
Have to be amazing,
but here you can just... And it always... not always, but quite too often turns racist, homophobic or something. People are like, hey, what are you doing, mate? It's from everywhere. It's not like I said, not American guys, African. It could be like an Indonesian guy just jumping on a guy from Algeria for some reason, doing some terrorist shit, and then the Algerian guy doing, oh, were you with your eyes? And people are, whoa. And it's I never comment usually. I just sit there and fucking loving
it. Just watch it.
I can't help.
But why don't you get involved?
Sometimes you get involved if there's an opinion you really think is wrong. But the funny part is the one that, you have the opinion.
But isn't that football, internet football?
Yeah, but the fun part for me is to read about, for most fun is when two supporters from the same team, like this article on Rooney, right?
Yeah.
Then a couple of United supporters, maybe non-United supporters would go, oh, he's shit. But then when you see a couple of United supporters going, no, I think you do, and the other, and they start enticing each other, that's the greatest. I mean, and you learn quite a lot because you know intricate things about your team. So when you read an article about another team, you might not snap it up about the small things that you know.
I
read an article on Tottenham sometime and go like, but that's not correct. You know, he hasn't said that. He's not been there. And he's not. They don't have bad, because you know small things.
Yeah.
When you go to these sites, you pick up these things. A little bit inside the club, the feeling of the fans, maybe
that's
the chairman is regarded and stuff like that.
That's how I feel about if you ever met Brendan Rodgers. Because I think if you, behind all the media, behind the little smile, behind his little hands, his funny hair, his tan, I think you'd be best mates.
I think you're wrong. I think we'll
be lovers.
I think you'll change me.
No, I think you and him would get on really well.
Yeah, of course you'd go.
Because you don't hate him, do you?
No, it's
you want him back.
Yeah, I want him back. I actually love hate him. I love him, but at the same time, I hate his persona in some way as well. He's pompous, he's deluded, but I don't hate Brent, you know.
But what about tactically?
At least, when we talked about before,
he tried to be practical. Why do you keep saying that? Nobody knows what was spoken before.
We said this before, like a year ago as well.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when I praised him that he changed the tactics. You were like, are you praising Brendan Rodgers? I was like, well, he did change tactics. It worked for a while.
Yeah.
See, he tried to be proactive, but the problem with him is that he just thinks that he comes up with a game plan, it works, and all of a sudden he's the next new messiah of football. That is the annoying part. I mean,
he
has one good game against
Caldon Beef.
I mean, Manchester City 3-3
at home.
Bit lucky, got a good game, bit lucky, and he said he'll be top 5 in Premier League and that they were absolutely amazing. And a week later, City crashes hard at Tottenham. And you hear him saying nothing. The only thing you hear is like, yeah, but we put up the game plan for them. I mean, that's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. He literally takes credit for Tottenham's winning at City. So, no. So, he's great and a fucking idiot at the same time.
I think you'd love him. We're going to have another one Friday. Enjoy your Champions League football. I think we've been all over the place with this one. And thank you for listening. Good luck tonight if you're Tottenham, and good luck on Wednesday if you're Ludogorets-Barragundin. Thank you.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.